Have a guess what this chicken head ghetto chick named Cory Booker posted while Israel was being attacked by Iran. Welcome to Random Thoughts, Rayshon Blyden here. It's just unbelievable. I mean, first you have the two evil demonic ones, one from New York named, what is her name? I can't remember the chick's name, the AG who thinks she's a big OG. What's her name? And then Fanny, Hot Dog, Nathan, Wade. What's is the chick? I don't know her name. The AG from New York. Anyway, now you have this evil one, the OG evil of all evil, Cory Booker, posting some nonsense, doing, you know, she's just so ghetto and so, they're all ghetto and evil. Let's just read this. Cory, evil, ghetto, fabulous. I can't even stay. Cory Bush really did just post this as Israel was being attacked by Iran. What? Look at her. I mean, goodness gracious, you need some bondo, whatever you call it on your face. It's rough. You got a rough face. It looks like a pothole of a mess. On Saturday, just over 6 months to the day that Israel was attacked by Hamas on October 7th, our ally in the Middle East was attacked by Iranian missiles, though most were intercepted, according to the IDF. As news of the attack came in, with many members of Congress on both sides of the aisle expressing support for Israel, Representative Ghetto Fabulous Cory Bush decided to go in a different direction. In a since deleted post, of course it's deleted. Why? Why would you delete it? State what you mean. Don't delete it. Don't be afraid, ghetto chick. Don't be afraid, you foolish lady. Personal account shared on April 11th clip from the Justice Democrats account. And a warning or observation for people who decide that you want to post something online and then you fear the backlash or you don't want anyone to read it and delete it. Anything you post online, just know it's there forever, because someone somewhere, they're screenshotting it or recording whatever it is you are doing. So it's not, if you don't want it to be seen, don't post it, because it's there forever. It's there forever. So many millennials, you want to post all these sexy clips of yourself, and then in the future, when you want to go for job interviews, you're embarrassed because something comes up, because they find something. Yeah, don't post it. Don't post it. Anyway, that April 11th clip is still up. It's time to reject anti-democracy candidates like my primary challenger, handpicked and bankrolled by Republican billionaires and Trump mega donors, Bush noted in her post, using the exact language from the video clip, St. Louis and I hashtag reject AIPAC IPAC and stand on side of peace, democracy, and reproductive freedom. Join us, she boldly declared, despite how she could very possibly lose her August primary against DA Wesley Bell. So there's the post here by ghetto needing bondo on her face, Cory Bush. it's time for, we just read it, we're not going to read it again. We're not going to read it again. As, and it says here, another tweet by Stop Anti-Semitism. As the Iranian regime sends missiles and drones to Israel, Congresswoman Ghetto Cori Bush tweets, our more false inflammatory garbage about AI pack. Make your calendars St. Louis District 1, August 6th, Democratic primary, vote Wesley Bell and help sack Ghetto Cori Bush. Bush in the bush. The video clip in question plays cheery music as it claims the answer to the question, why are so many Democratic politicians afraid to speak out against the Israeli government, is because of American Israel Public Affairs Committee, that's AIPAC, AIPAC. And the video refers to AIPAC as one Republican-funded acronym, leaving out how they support members from both parties. Of course, why would they put it there? Why? You ever seen a Democrat that plays by the rules? You don't, do ya? No, you don't. The video clip then focuses on race as it laments, this time to more foreboding music, how the AIPAC is planning to spend $100 million against a handful of black and brown Democratic incumbents. You know, this isn't going to work this time around. I don't care if you're black, brown, or yellow. If you're a ghetto and you ain't doing the people's work, get your chicken head out of there. Where is the money coming from? The narrator then asked, to more foreboding music, linking to far-left sites such as Salon and Slate to claim 9 of the top 10 donors to the United Democracy Project. The Super PAC, this is just getting really, where's the video? Is there a clip of the video? I don't see the clip of the video. I would have liked to play the clip, but obviously I don't see the clip anywhere. And I don't want to read any more of this. Let's just read it to the bottom here. Bush, you can read the article for yourself. It's at townhall.com. I'm not going to read the full thing here. Bush hasn't just turned her back on Israel with a badly timed post and any lack of support. She, like so many other members of the squad, has voted against funding for the Iron Dome that has been crucial to protecting Israel. The other squad members have also failed to post about the attack. Well, of course, they're not going to post about it. You expect any less? Do ya? Because I don't expect any less from these chicken heads. These ghetto chicken heads. Ghetto chicken heads is what they are. Anyway, that's all I really got to talk about and say about this thing here. And yeah, that clip I played earlier, that's just insane. I barely bought anything and it was almost $100. I mean, granted, Big Y, they are a little bit more pricey, but I like shopping there because you get fresh produce and it just tastes better than your average places, except when I go to Price Right, because they don't have things like chicken feet and pig feet. I know, I can see your mouth already like, yeah, you eat chicken feet? Yes, I do, and it's delicious. But anyway, it's just insane that the prices are out of control. And all Biden can think about is protect the tranny, man, and the illegals, man. We got to protect them with all we can, you know what I mean? Because after all, I'm not black because I'm voting for Trump. Isn't that what he said the last time? Well, I'm still black. I'm still voting for Trump. So there you go, Biden. There you go. Bye, bye, Biden. Let me see if I can find a clip. There was a clip that's just really great. It's a what do you call it? Trump was at a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta, I believe. Let's see. See if I can find that. Trump Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A. Chick. How do you spell Chick-fil-A? I don't know. You'll find it. Chick-fil-A, Atlanta. Atlanta. Chick-fil-A, Atlanta. Here we go. I found it. Let's put on my headphones. Okay, let's see. Here we go. Before I play this, let me do they have the clip here? Do they have the video part of it? I don't want to read it. I don't want to read it, man. Let's just click on videos. Videos. You know, this is annoying. I hate when these browsers, Microsoft is such a monopoly. I do not use Bing at all. And for some reason, it has this on Bing. I am not wanting to use Bing. Do you understand? You're so annoying. I am using Brave. Anyway, let's just finish up with Bing for now. These bombs. I just want to delete this stupid thing from here. Let's see. Yeah, can you tell I'm a little fired up? Yes, I'm a little fired up. So sick and tired of these chicken head bums. I'll use bums. I don't curse. Chicken head bums. Yes, that sounds about right. Okay, before I play the video, let's see.
So,
dump. What is this? Let's, all right, no, I don't want this. I just want the video of them, Fox. I don't want your spin on anything. Just give me the video. Okay, calm down. Ooh, Musa, 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 Musa. Let's see. I am looking. Is this only 2 minutes long, really? Light. Let's see. Yeah, that thing is the one. No, that one is they're putting their spin on things. I don't want your spin on anything. Just give me the video. All right, here we go. I think I found it. Okay, let me just adjust this. Let me clear my throat. I hope you don't mind. I don't know. I'm feeling froggy. I am feeling froggy, my friends. Froggy. Okay, here, it's there. All right, let's start cue this up here. So for the media who like to say, oh man, Trump is racist. Black people don't like him. I'm not the only black person. Okay, this is not the one I want. Dang it. I want the big one. There we go. Let's play this. Let's blow this up. Watch on YouTube. Blow it up.
So this new little Wi-Fi camera.
No, you don't. I don't want ads. Let's mute the ad. Stupid YouTube. You suck. I hate YouTube. Did I ever... Okay, anyway, let's no, stop trying to get me to do things I don't want to do.
I think that's very nice. Have a good time. Nice to see you. Thank you very much. So we'll order 30 milkshakes. We'll give them out to the people and we'll take some for ourselves, okay? Good. Thank you very much, everybody. Hello.
This has got a great American franchise, Chick-fil-A.
It is. It's a great franchise. The owner is a great man who's a member of one of my clubs and he's fantastic and... they do very well. They're closed on Sunday.
The Lord's Chicken.
That's the Lord's Chicken.
You Biden is not even close to being as charismatic as Trump. Not even close. He's not a personable person. What did Biden do? Instead, he went and bought a bucket of chicken and went to one family's house and pandered to them. And he just he didn't even. I'll see if I could find that so I could contrast the difference, but let's
continue. You're right, it's good chicken too.
Yeah, good to see you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody.
Get ready for a milkshake. You got plenty of.
All right. Look at these good looking guys. This is an original from 2016.
Oh, I love this guy. I like that guy. Do you have a pen for me? Give me a good pen. That's your. That is the original, huh?
I got the original too, by the way.
You've been there from the beginning. Absolutely. You knew what was happening.
Yes, I did. In fact, I was even there before 2016. You know, most people know Trump from, what is that show with You're Fired? I can't even think of the name of the show. You let me know in the comment. I can't think of the name of the show. But I didn't watch that show. I didn't really watch it at all. But how I was turned on to him was because of his tweets. I was like, this guy is tweeting a lot of the things that I believe when it comes to the birther and all this kind of stuff. But yeah.
You got it. That's cool, man. What's your name?
Lawrence Rick.
Okay, Lawrence, let me get this pen out of here. Come here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
He understood long before the rest, right?
It's Trump. Shelley Winter. I talked to
you
yesterday.
Oh, good. You are fantastic.
Thank you, brother. You know,
look how spry he looks compared to Biden. Biden looks as spry as a wrinkled poop in the toilet.
Shelley?
Yes.
A great host. And are you guys friends
show?
Or something?
No, just be
assigned to BCF. Because he's been there a long time, too. Yes. I think right from the beginning.
Right from the beginning.
We did a radio interview with Shelley yesterday, and I appreciate it.
I appreciate you very much.
I hung up. I said, what a nice guy that is.
And I'll bring in my clubs and bar along.
You let me know. I'm telling you. You let me know, Shelley.
Thank you, brother. Thank
you. Watch his show. His show is great. Listen to his show.
Absolutely. 95.5.
He got it. You two guys got it.
And all these kids do too.
I think so. Thank you. Everybody, thank you. So you're getting lots of milkshakes. Look at that handsome guy. I wish I had hair like him.
Right here?
This is me.
Oh, yeah, me.
Hi, fellas.
Now, let me see if I could find, in contrast, I don't need to play the whole thing. I think you get the point. It's a great time. Everyone's having an amazing time there. And he's not pandering. Now, in contrast, let's see if I could find. Let's see, Joe Biden. Let's see. Joe Biden. Meet black family with fried chicken. Let's see if I can find that. Okay, is this the one? Okay, I think I found the one. I'm not gonna play the full thing, but you'll see the contrast. Let's see here.
This is a very.
All right, hold on. Let's bring it up. All right, here we go.
Unique day, very special day. Dude, we about to eat dinner with Joe Biden.
Yeah, and what's special about it? You're eating with Weekend at Bernie, a living dead?
That's fire, like.
Fire, please.
President's coming.
Yes, thank you, man.
Thank you, sir.
Keep the faith.
Couldn't really believe that the president was coming to our house.
You could tell that this is so overproduced. I mean, anyway, let me continue.
Welcome, Rob. We really appreciate it.
Let's not forget the bills that he represented. He's definitely not for the black people.
Coming to him.
Come on, man. This is a pain in the neck for
him. Come on, man. That's his favorite line, remember? Come on, man. If I have trouble deciding whether I want to vote for him or Trump, then I'm not black. Remember that?
This is all great. So what we'd like to do is just come into our space, our living area.
All right.
Look at, he's such a zombie, dude. He has no personality. Look at it. All right. Get out of here like Beavis. Beef from your bumhole.
Well, Carter, you want to show President Biden one of your pictures up here?
Go
You want to share? Go over this side and show.
Now you're noticing that the father has to initiate the conversation.
Oh, President Biden, one of your favorite pictures on the wall.
Well, one of my favorites is this one right here. Well, we were in Jamaica. That's cool.
Hey, keep your hands to yourself there, Creepy Joe.
Oh. Well, I mean, you got chicken fingers, you got all this. I went the route of making sure I had a hamburger. So tell me about you guys. What you doing these days?
I can't. I mean, it's so fake.
Share about your passion of sports.
I'm playing AAU basketball right now.
Are you really? Are you a guard?
Yes, sir.
Now, what grade are you in?
Seventh grade.
Right now, I'm just doing basketball, playing guard on the JV team for my school.
How about the school? How are y'all doing in school? What you tell the president about the school?
Favorite thing about it is the business academy I'm in. We get to, like, travel, so we've been to, like, NC State, Wake Tech, and we...
You're kidding me.
I can't listen to him anymore. He just drives me. He's such... I can't. I just can't do it, man. My dogs are running away. They don't want to listen to him. They were all chilling when we had Trump playing, but now they're like, daddy, we don't want to listen to this guy. Who could blame my dogs? He's the one who is just causing a whole problem in the Middle East. He's going to start World War again, World War III. He's just a nut. He's just a peanut. He really is. Anyway, that's all I got for ya. That's all I got. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. And Trump 2024.
Random thoughts, politics.